Good cop, bad cop. That's how I see this whole Chuck Hagel thing with Israel. I'm not sold that he's actually going to be a beacon of hope for those trying to, well, prevent World War III. Sick stuff. Anyways, tonight we have Clint Richardson joining us on the Bob Tuscan Show. And always great to have Clint on. Corporation Nation, of course, his most infamous, notorious, famous, whatever you want to call it, work, depending on how you look at it. Clint, how are you?
Good, man. Thanks for having me.
Always a pleasure. What did you want to get into tonight? This is just our first segment. I figured we'd highlight what it is that we're going to jump into.
Well, you know, I think it's important for people to understand something that I've come to recently understand is that all government is – the concept of government has changed so much that what we don't realize is that these private associations have actually, you know, non-governmental associations, non-profit agencies, these sort of things have actually taken over almost every facet of government. For instance, the Governors Association, the National Governors Association, was just meeting in Washington, D.C., where all these 50 governors meet in a private, you know, association, basically outside of their state of origin in Washington, D.C. And that is where a lot of these decisions and sort of national and international things come into play. And we'll talk about what they were actually discussing, which is going to shock you. Actually.
Wait a second. I thought the Oscars were the only thing going on.
Well, to most people, that is a truism, unfortunately. But
and did
yeah.
you see Michelle Obama inserted herself into all that? Jeez.
Look, I'm from Hollywood. I spent 6-7 years there, so I boycott anything that comes out of Hollywood.
Are you Jewish, Clint? I didn't know your last name was Richard Schneidelfield.
Stein? No, I'm not, actually. I'm quite the opposite, actually.
Okay. Of course, not everyone in Hollywood is Jewish.
I was behind the scenes, and I worked my butt off to get there, so I...
You have to wear a yarmulke?
I do. I almost. I mean, to be honest... Yeah, almost.
All right. So we're going to get into these NGOs and how they are intermingled amongst government, which is no big surprise. I mean, a lot of these figureheads, they go from the private sector and these nonprofits. So I love that name, nonprofit, right? Because that implies that there's no profit. But is that really what's happening? I don't think so.
You know, government is also nonprofit, so sure. They say, but they conduct both business activities and governmental activities. The business activities basically turns the taxpayer into a customer of government. So you could call it nonprofit, just like the NBA, the NFL, the NBA is also a nonprofit. A charitable organization. It's actually a representation, sort of like the Bar Association represents lawyers and attorneys. The NFL represents players, and so it's a non-profit agency. So all these people walking around with NFL on their shirts and sweats and shorts, remember, that's non-profit.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever
yeah.
that means.
Exactly.
I guess AIPAC is considered to be non-profit as well.
Well, sure.
All of these lobbies are. So-called nonprofit lobbies. All right, just a quick break here. We'll jump into it. We'll get into a bit more about what your recent victories have been. There's been a few good things to come out of your work, right?
I suppose.
All right, we'll get into that. Clint Richardson, our special guest tonight on the Bob Tuscan Show.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with BioSuperfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered BioSuperfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The BioSuperfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. BioSuperfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. BioSuperfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your BioSuperfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
I'm not going to tell the listening audience about what I was just discussing with you, the confrontation that I'm planning on going administering. And we'll keep that between us. You're the first person I've told that to, Clint. So.
Well, I support you 100% in doing that. I wish I was there with you, actually.
Yeah, I need somebody to film it. You know, that's part of the problem, the Penn and Teller confrontation that I did. I had nobody there backing me up, so I'm asking them the question with the camera in my hand in a venue in which you weren't supposed to be filming. I'm getting harassed from all angles saying, hey, put the camera away as I'm trying to ask the question. And, I managed to at least get it on tape, and we exposed some interesting things with that one. Penn and Teller, they went on their Twitter afterwards tweeting all about Building 7. Saying, oh, I've watched the footage of Building 7, and I said, sweet, now they're bringing that into the consciousness of the 1 million BS followers they have. Excuse me.
Exactly. And, you know, that's what it boils down to, really, is exposure.
I saw just the other day there's these booty-shaking videos. And that's literally what they are. Bear with me here, folks. This isn't some juvenile comment. Bear with me. And they've a couple of truthers, whatever you want to call them, people want to get the word out. They took the frames from the booty shaking film, made the title on YouTube, booty shaking, blah, 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 blah. And, they play a couple frames in the beginning of the booty shaking or whatever. And then 10 seconds into it, they're saying, there was a third building on 9/11, building 7. They're showing the footage of it. I thought that was, obviously it's pretty sad that we have to stoop to that level just to get, the truth out. But hey, if people aren't awake by now about that kind of thing, then we got to get it to them any way we can.
Yeah, and that's not an uncommon thing to do. I mean, you had people doing that with all kinds of things, and you'd be what was it called, Rickrolling, or that kind. I mean, what's the problem? I mean, do it. The worst that you can get is what, a negative comment on your YouTube channel or whatever. I mean,
I wanted to see the booty shaking. How dare you?
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, do it. What's wrong with the little bit of guerrilla journalism? It's the only thing we have, really.
Yeah, we went behind Pastor Terry Jones a couple years ago for 9/11. That was the big to-do. It was his burning of the Quran that was on every news channel around the country. And at his press conference, we walked behind the schmuck with a giant 9/11 truth sign. We had every news network around the world. This was international news, rather. And we injected some truth, and Chris Matthews even interrupted the broadcast. Oh, the whole nut brigade's there, in this stupid Chris Matthews way. Anyways, I digress, Clint. We need to talk about some Clint Richardson stuff. This is way off topic. Clint, the floor is yours. I'm going to shut up and let you talk.
Well, I thought I'd start out with this. There's this quote that. It's by Aldous Huxley, and it really took on new meaning for me as I started researching all this, how the government basically works with all these private associations. And when I say private associations, I mean that all the financial officers, the appointed financial officers, all get together in one big group, a nonprofit, non-governmental, private association, no different than the Republican Party is a private association, than the Democratic Party is a private association. Of course, we all lend our support to these private associations when it comes time to elect the president, and then the electors of the president go on to actually elect the president. We have nothing to do with the presidential election, which is actually kind of humorous when you consider the billions of dollars that are spent on the elections. But all of that is done through the private associations called the Republican and Democratic Party. You go down from there, you start getting into the Government Financial Officers Association. You get into the Association of Government Accountants. It goes on and on and on, all these private associations. And that is where most of – as familiar with the Agenda 21 and the United Nations, all this sustainable development and smart growth and all of that stuff, that is how all of those things are getting passed down on the local level into – all financial officers or federal chief financial officers, etc. And that's how all that legislation is getting passed. Best practices, they claim all legislations to where at some point all of our legislators, all of our city council members, mayors, and all these folks are basically just sitting on their boards, on their councils, and whatever the corporate structure the private association comes up with, that's basically what they're there for, is to lend the credence of the voting public who foolishly vote for people to represent them. And all they're doing is basically handing over their signatures, and whatever these private associations are passing through basically is what's happening. So
Clint, you're bursting my bubble here, okay? If you don't vote, you can't bitch. These people are beholden to their constituents. Voting is the only way. We need political change. How dare you?
Well, it's a catch-22, because if you do vote, you're lending credence to the whole corrupt thing. Yep. If you don't vote, you are also lending credence to the whole corrupt thing. Not voting is voting, just like not consent or silence is basically consent.
That's true.
So not voting is simply saying, well, I'll just let everybody else vote, and the majority of the minority will actually decide my fate.
So what do we do?
Well, start – I mean, that's a whole other can of worms, but I mean, That's where Larkin Rose and all those folks come in to start talking about individualism, getting out of contracts. Well, I mean, I'll just put it this way. The legal definition of the word solution. Listen, folks, this is the legal definition. In other words, the real definition of the word solution when it comes to government. The word solution means in the legal language to end a contract. Okay, that is the only solution, and I'll just leave it there. If you want to continue to participate in the system that enslaves you, that's your choice. But to me, the solution is clear. So here's the quote. It says, a really efficient – this is a Brave New World, by the way, from Aldous Huxley. It says, a really efficient totalitarian state would be one in which the all-powerful executive of political bosses and their army of managers – control a population of slaves who do not have to be coerced because they will love their servitude. Now, everybody hears that and they say, oh, we're slaves and we're going to love our servitude. That's the only part that actually takes root in people's minds and hearts. What he's saying is exactly what is happening today. Listen again. A really efficient totalitarian state would be one in which the all-powerful executive, meaning the federal government, of political bosses and their army of managers control a population. Well, what did we just say? We have an all-powerful executive through emergency statutes, you know, emergency orders and executive orders and all of that, and we have an army, literally, of army of political bosses and managers who are controlling the population. Well, let's take a typical city government in the United States. If you look at the charter for most cities, they're set up in what's called a city manager function. Okay, this is the corporate charter for a municipal corporation called a city. So what does that mean? That means that all of the functions of government are handed over to an appointed by the council and the mayor, approved by the mayor, an appointed city manager. Okay, that is who is actually running most cities in this country. Again, the council and the mayor are simply there to approve all of this stuff that's coming down from a much higher level, from the all-powerful executive, meaning the federal government and the United Nations. This is how government is working nowadays, and this is why your Agenda 21, your sustainable growth, your smart meters, and all of this stuff is becoming a commonplace, because it is a uniform thing, a uniform policy, a uniform model legislation that is being passed on the local level. And it's so important to get the local level, and it's so important to have these politicians, the ones that you elect, it's so important to have them, first of all, appoint all of these financial officers, accounting officers, you know, you name it, they're all appointed. And second, it's very important to have them all join these private associations. This is the state of government today, and that's why that quote is so, it rang a new bell in me, because it's so true. I mean, it really is true, and we at this point don't know how to fight it. We are basically enjoying the servitude and not fighting back against it.
More fluoride in the water supply.
I think that's a necessary next step, and I think we should add some more, perhaps psychedelics into, you know, along with the pharmaceuticals.
I mean, Aldous Huxley, according to our buddy Jan and others, have used psychedelics for mind numbing devices rather than for mind opening devices. So it's possible, you know, we could just get everybody nice and indoctrinated through lots of fluoride and psychedelics so they can be programmed through their television programming. Clint, we got to take a quick break. When we come back, oh yeah, the thought came up. Does this apply to the sheriff's office as well? You know,
Well, let's talk about that when we come back. You're going to find this very interesting.
Okay, Clint Richardson, our special guest tonight on the Bob Tuscan Show.
The Bob American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
Clint Richardson's talking to us on the Bob Tuskin Show tonight. Clint, what about the sheriff's office?
Well, you know, just because you asked, I just did a simple Wikipedia search. I don't like to use Wikipedia, but for simple things, you know, it's just, I typed in, because they're all basically named the same thing, I typed in the National Sheriff's Association. A real simple thing, and it is, describes it as a U.S. trade association dedicated to raising the level of professionalism among U.S. sheriffs. In other words, it passes uniform codes and ethics and all of that stuff, basically. It's called the NSA. It says, NSA has been the one voice of the nation's sheriffs in Washington, D.C. So, all these things are basically lobbying groups in both directions. So whatever comes out of Washington, D.C. goes into all of these sheriff's offices, and that's why you're seeing the things that are happening in Salt Lake and all over the place, where these police departments are becoming what they call unified and cross-jurisdictional, cross-border. California police now have jurisdiction in like three or four different states surrounding it. I mean, it's getting to the point where there are no borders, which is, of course, one of the goals no property, no borders.
Wasn't that part of the Patriot Act, supposedly?
The cross-jurisdictional thing?
Yeah, that's what I remember hearing. I don't know if
that's true. Well, see, that's a federal thing, and you have to get it to the point where, you know, how do you get states, counties, districts, and cities to say yes to all these federal things? Well, if you want federal grants and you want federal bonds, you have to say yes. And these people, again, these councilmen that are in there are there to basically sign the bills. It's really pathetic. So what I'm concerned with is something that I was not familiar with, actually, and it has to do with the internet. So the private association called the National Governors Association, the NGA, where, you know, it's all the governors are members, they got together this past weekend, actually it was last weekend, for their annual meeting. And one of their topics is something called FirstNet. And I really think that people should start becoming aware of this. I'm actually writing up a blog on it and putting the actual video that they showed on TV.
They call it FirstNet for a reason, right? A net?
Well, yeah, FirstNet is basically, it is, in their own words, it is an internet that is government only. So it's not like you and I are going to be able to use it. It is an internet using the D block, which is used to be, I think, radio airwaves. They call it spectrum, actually, but it's a nationwide network that will, quote, touch every square foot of the United States. So in the most remote part of Alaska, there will be a government internet. And the reason it's called FirstNet, and this is so far cost $7 billion, and then each state has to fund a portion of it too. The reason it's called FirstNet is because it is joining all of the first responders, including your police, your sheriffs, all of your first responders, basically, into one cross-jurisdictional, cross-border entity. So we talked about the sheriff who sold his county up here in Utah, up in Salt Lake County, where they created what's called the Unified Police Department, where all the local police join, including all of the once sheriff's deputies that are now actually police officers instead of lawful sheriff's deputies. And the sheriff became the CEO, chief operating officer, executive officer of that private corporation, or, you know, it's actually called a district, special financing, special district. And we have now a completely different entity as sheriff. In other words, we don't really have a sheriff per se. We have one sheriff who's elected, but everything that was under him is basically gone. I mean, it's now all the assets, all the property, everything was transferred over to this district. And the mayors are basically the board of directors for this corporation. You call it a district or an association. Whatever it is, it's an incorporated entity created by the state. The problem that I'm seeing here, this is from the actual NGA website. This was Saturday, February 23rd. Governors from across the country gather in the nation's capital this weekend for the National Governors Association 2013 annual winter meeting. On Saturday, the health – I don't know why these two are together, but the Health and Homeland Security Committee participated in a panel discussion titled Protecting Our Nation, State and Cybersecurity. So you have a bunch of basically private companies, private corporations that do a lot of security and internet security, all met with these governors in their private association to basically discuss the new internet called FirstNet.
Jeez.
That's going to be funded by all the people.
Do we have to take a break? Oh, this is just getting good. All right, Clint Richardson on the other side. It's the Bob Tuscan Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are. Incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
Our troll-free number, 800-313-9443. We're talking with Clint Richardson. If you have any questions, we'll get your calls in a bit. I want to give him some more time to explain to us what this net is all about. If they don't bring out the internet kill switch before then, well, I guess it won't matter if they have the kill switch, Clint, because this is only for the mind control, a.k.a. the government.
Yeah, and that's the trick about it, you know. Again, this is a fully taxpayer-funded internet that is going in for government only. It is to answer the so-called threat, cybersecurity threat, so that public internet and government internet are not intertwined. In other words, it's basically government without any transparency. You know, so you won't be able to do a lot of the things that you can do now. Whether that's good or bad, I'm not really here to say, because I've always wondered why government is on, you know, the same traffic, same internet, like as everyone else. make much sense to me. But this is a little bit, different because, again, every square foot, doesn't matter if you're in the middle of the most desolate place on Earth in the United States, and I believe this is going to go going to cover the entire Earth, ocean, and everything else. But in the United States, there will not be 1 foot of land that will not receive an internet transmission. So, in other words, you know, we all have these smart technologies, smartphones. We're on the smart grid, which makes us really stupid, if you ask me. So in other words, wherever you are with your little RFID or with your little satellite tracking GPS device, government will have a database of everywhere you go, not only that you're there at the moment, but that you've been there, that you've shopped here. You know, there you see. You
well,
see
for crying out loud, they have social network sites, Foursquare, that basically advertises this very function. Facebook, you know, there's a feature on Facebook where you can, you know, and people put where they went for breakfast, they put where they took their dog to the groomer, and their whole life is there for Big Brother's consumption.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's. I went to a movie the other day. And I can still go to movies, and it's amazing what I can see now in all the advertising and all the stuff that's in the movie. I can hardly even enjoy the movies anymore because I'm sitting there picking them apart. The flashing doesn't seem to work on me anymore, but no state of zombification while I'm watching it. And so I'm looking at all these advertisements come up, and I'm starting to realize, starting to put the pieces together, thinking of like Minority Report where they would flash the eyeball, you know. What they're doing is they're putting out these advertisements, and on the advertisement it says text this number to this website on your phone and you'll get a free nothing at all, a digital picture or something. Or if you like this, go to this website and do this. And what I'm realizing is that if you text right then whatever it tells you to on the screen, this is a huge pot of advertising. So it knows exactly, it has your GPS location from your so-called smartphone through smart technology, is doing smart advertising so that it knows exactly why you are texting at that particular moment, because you're in the GPS location of that movie theater which is showing you that particular advertisement at that particular moment. I mean, why is it that people think, for instance, that when they're online, all of a sudden a personalized ad comes up that lonely housewives in your area are searching for you?
Oh, you get that ad too?
Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it? Well, it's because you, first of all, you agree to it through your end user agreement. Microsoft goes in, changes your settings, and allows your IP address to go to its advertisers. This is your future of, you know, this is your smart technology. This is the smart grid. It's a really frightening thing. So, anyway, you've got the State Chief Officers Association. You've got the National Conference of State Legislators, a bipartisan non-governmental organization. You've got the Council for State Governments. You've got it goes on and on. And on these private associations that, again, are the ones that are writing all the legislation. I think I don't know if you've heard of ALEC before, the American Legislative Exchange Council. That's one of the most extreme examples where a bunch of corporations get together, write a bunch of bills, wine and dine your legislators, your congressmen and your senators, and they take the bills that are written by corporations back to Washington and basically, again, just sign the bills. They don't read them, or as Nancy Pelosi likes to say, please sign the bill so that we can read it. You know, that is how government works nowadays. The fact, again, that we're voting these people in, they're not there because they want to make a difference in our lives. They're there because they get a $1 million to $4 million tax exempt expense account to burn through every year. I mean, this is government, folks. That's where we're at. The National Association of State Chief Information Officers, all of these are involved in this first net internet that's going around. National Association of State Procurement Officials. And that they have this document called Advancing the C4 Agenda. And it says it's going to deal with the National Association of State Procurement Officials. They're procuring things. They're buying things for government. It says it will deal with, according to this document, it says it will deal with jurisdictional barriers, governors and legislators to deal with governance issues. Attorney generals, general counsels, chief acquisition officers, and state budget officers to deal with procurement and cost issues. Basically, what these are there. They're put in place. These associations and these officers are appointed by your councilmen and your mayors and your counties and your states specifically to do all of these things to get this system in place. And eventually, once this first net goes into full fruition and is active, you're going to literally have a cross-jurisdictional, cross-border police force. There will be no more. The concept of a local police force is absolutely going away. The sheriff concept of a lawful sheriff is going away. What you're seeing right now. It's very scary when you really start looking into this.
So I hate to go back to this fallback position, but what do we do to protect ourselves? You know, you mentioned solution, a termination of a contract, right?
Well, and that's the thing. When the law becomes completely lawless, can you really go to a court and expect to... Well, first of all, can you expect to have a jury of your peers if you don't want to be a citizen, since only citizens can serve on a jury? You can't even get a jury of your peers. The whole thing, it's so corrupt at this point. There literally is nothing that we individually can do except to protect our own rights.
Yeah.
The only way to do that is another it's another conversation. Well, it's that, but it's also there's a big difference between negative and positive rights. Government rights, the civil rights, the equal rights, all of these things, they are designed to trample your natural rights. There's nothing that government can give you that is a natural right. You have the right to be put in pain, to be punished, to be extorted from. See, these are your positive rights. They're rights where you don't have a choice. Your negative right, which is what these trample, which every government law, code, rule, constitution, you name it, these all trample your natural or your negative rights. Your negative right is simply the right to not be trampled on, the right to not be messed with. It's natural law. Do no harm to others and expect the same from you. If you do no harm to others, it is their duty to do no harm to you. It's a simple concept when you understand it. But government is in place to completely, completely subvert and pervert the natural state of man. So the only solution, honestly, that I can think of is to never be artificial. Because government doesn't deal with artificial or with living things. Government only deals with artificial persons, artificial things. So as long as you're always living, there is no real solution, because if government wants to come in with an army and put you in jail and knock you over the head, that's what it's going to do. No amount of law or learning or efforts or legal dossiers are going to change that. So the only thing you can do, really, is to be a man and act within what we call God's law, which is just to do no harm. That's all you can do. I think with the social media, the important thing about social media, what I've noticed, is that we basically, all of our complaints, all of our efforts, everything we do, goes into Skype, or it goes into Facebook, or it goes into emails, radio shows, the show we're doing now. We're doing a lot of talking in what I'm referring to now as the matrix that we're building up around us, but none of that is being transferred into the real world. For instance, there's a court case right now that says, the tagline in the digital realm, in the social media, is that the Pope, the Queen of England, and the Prime Minister of England are all going to get arrested because a common law jury decided that they have, committed crimes against humanity. And all of this plays out, and everybody gets all over it and says, yes, that's great. It's like a fictional tale that is being written in the social media realm. And yet the one truth about that type of common law court, where you have a people's grand jury or whatever it is that you're doing, there's one truth that this whole movement has seemed to miss, and that is this. The only way to make a court decision as valid, and the only way to get these people to obey that court decision, is literally through the violent and forceful removal of those people. So if you're telling me that a people's grand jury has enough power and military force to go remove the queen from her fortress or remove the pope from the Vatican, I've got a bridge to sell you. That's all I can say. The one thing that's missing is the necessity of force, the complete historical, you know, history of everything that's happened in this country and all over the world has been through force. I mean, that's the truth, unfortunately. And yet here we are constantly promoting the nonviolent society and the non. But if you come to a conclusion, you have to enforce that conclusion. And in the digital realm that we all seem to live in as patriots and truthers and all that, we have nothing but digital authority. We have nothing. No power, no
keyboard
force.
Keyboard commandos, huh?
Exactly. And that is where this whole movement, if you will,
bowel movement,
it's gone awry. It's gone astray. And that's why I'm kind of thinking, you know, in my latest disposition, is that the only way to be free is to withdraw from all of that and focus on yourself. Unfortunately, that's the truth. You can be organized. Just don't join an organization. Don't do a blood oath. Don't become part of a trust. You have to realize your own self.
I couldn't agree more. When the whole Occupy movement was going down, we posted an article on the website, Occupy Yourself. You know, there was all these Occupy this, Occupy Wall Street. Occupy yourself. And that's something that I've done in my life, you know, and a lot of that has to do with preparedness, sort of, you know, growing a garden, that kind of thing, which is a big part of my life. And I couldn't agree more. Occupy yourself. Stop worrying about running other people's lives, because that's what the nanny state is all about. 800-313-9443. We'll try to squeeze in a few calls here with Clint if we have time. 800-313-9443. Clint, you just published an article here about the CAFRs in various states and cities. Tell me more.
Well, I titled it Unmasking the CAFR Scam in Every City, USA. Basically, it's a very straightforward, in layman's term, way for everyone, anyone, even the most numerically challenged person out there, to pick up any CAFR from any city, county, state, district, school district, whatever, and simply go to the index. The hardest part is going to the index and finding what's called the Statement of Net Assets. You find that page. You go to that page. You've just completed most of the task. That's it, finding that one page in each report. And at that point, you have about four or five different line items to look at. And it's simply like any type of checking or savings account. When you balance your checkbook, what do? You take your assets or the money that you have, you minus the checks that you write or your liabilities, and when you what you have left is your balance. In this case, we have total net assets. That's what government reports to the people. But see, what it's doing, and it's so simple once you understand, and you can go to any city, any county, any state, any federal government, any agency, and you can see the same thing happening from uniformly, because it's a uniform code that comes from the Generally Accepted Accounting Principles of Government, which is another private association through the Government Financial Officers Association, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, all these associations. And all you have to do is take what it calls long-term liabilities, and you simply say, well, wait a minute. These liabilities are liabilities that are due past 1 year from now. So in the next 50 years, government is saying that it owes a certain amount of money on loans, bonds, and that sort of thing. But it's taking that, and it is literally applying that to its current holding, its current assets. So future liabilities, future debt payments, are taking down the total of net assets of today. Right now, this very second, All of that is being erased out of the public's comprehension simply because government is doing what we can't do. Like, if you imagine me doing that to the IRS, me saying, well, I have $100,000 in my bank account, but I have $300,000 that I have to pay in the future for my car payment and my house payment. Therefore, my checking account has negative $200,000 in it. Because, you see, I'm taking my future payments that I'm going to have to make, and I'm applying it to my current bank account. So, sorry, IRS, but I have negative $200,000. You owe me money. Right? That's what's going on in government. And so this is just an informational, instructional thing that people can pick up their CAFR, spend 5 minutes, and they'll have this information.
Go get your CAFRs, folks. We'll come back for the final segment, and we'll take your phone calls. Those on the line, please hold.
Time to relax and unwind. What better way to do so than with Santa Barbara Bells? For over 25 years, our wind chimes have been helping people to relax and enjoy life. Turn your home environment into a pleasurable experience. From the small overture chime to the large super bass, you will find just the right chime to enjoy. All wood, strings, and cordage are protected for long life, and all parts are rust-proof. You have 10 sizes to choose from. To see and hear more of the chimes, go to santabarbarabells.com or call us at 805-733-1513. Santa Barbara Bells is currently having a springtime sale. Come to the website and save up to 50% on all of our chimes. santabarbarabells.com. Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth.
All right, final segment here on the Bob Tuscan Show. I want to thank Clint Richardson, our special guest tonight. Clint, your website, please.
That would be realityblogger.wordpress.com, and unfortunately, blogger has one G. Also, thecorporationnation.com.
Why don't you introduce our next caller?
Well, to my surprise, a gentleman named Walter Burian gave us a call to have a few seconds of airtime. Not that he is desperate for it, but I'm proud to introduce Walter Burian.
Walter, thanks for the call.
Good to be able to put in a good comment for Clint. He was doing excellent work. He had a very good presentation. Boils down the facts in a simple presentation, which most can pick up. I read his current article, very good. I put a comment in at the bottom of it also, simplifying it in about two paragraphs. But Clint is extremely sharp. He picks up everything, very discerning, very analytical mind. And the key factor has been omission, you know, to the population. When you have this type of massive wealth involved, keep in mind every city, county, and state is bringing in more money than Midas ever dreamed about. And, you know, you have it being run primarily by attorneys, and we know what their reputation is. But when they're greasing their pockets with stacks of $100 bills, you know, they'll play the public along, you know, until hell freezes over.
Sure.
It's up to the public to start getting an education, learning the basics. They've held back and created an entire vacuum and void in the cognitive thinking of an entire population of the basics. And that's what Clint focuses on. Bring forward the basics.
We're lucky to have him. He does a great job. And, Walter, thank you for all your work as well. We'll try to get you on the show next month and continue this conversation on the CAFRs and so much more. But we'll let you go for now. Have a good trip. I hear you're going on a magical mystery tour.
I'm going to walk into the Lion's Den down with D.C., try to get an hour of presentation for the U.S. Senate, and then also possibly the House. I'm in the process of getting sponsors at this point to walk in the hour before both. But I think I'll get their undivided attention. You'll hear a pin drop in the room, and I'll have some very serious thinking to do after the
Make sure you get it on video.
Yeah, so imagine that, Walter addressing Congress. Mr. Burian goes to Washington. I think it's fantastic.
I can't wait. Thanks so much, Walter. Fred in California, quick comment, please. We're almost out of time.
Yes, real quick. I'm feeling paranoid, too. You know, the Internet and the cell phone did not come free. Do you have any reference material or anything? You know, anonymity is a very valuable item, and we're losing it every day. I'm finding myself leaving the house without my cell phone, and I'm thinking about even giving up my cell phone.
Good for you.
Yeah, I'm the same. I'm the same way. I have not used my cell phone.
Yeah, and it's really a shame. I pay all cash. I don't use credit cards anymore. And, do you have any reference or suggestions of where I can go to maybe your website? If you could repeat that again, that'd be great.
Sure. It's Reality Blogger with one G. So realityblogger.wordpress.com, and I just posted that article today. Also, check out the National Governors Association website. You can watch this video that they put up.
All right, Clint, we're all out of time for tonight. We'll have you back on next month at some point for an update. Thanks so much for your time. I do appreciate it.
All right, Bob. Take care. Thanks.
All righty. Folks, we'll be back at it tomorrow night with Loren Murray. Check out our website, bobtuscan.com, for all of our guests. We post an article each day about the upcoming guest.
Edition of the Bob Tuscan Show, Activism in Action. Now go plant some seeds. Now.